just heard a little while ago, he was on the plane that landed in Malta. So he's now safe, thank God.
That is a relief. Finally, yes. Finally in Malta. Plans perhaps now on the way to get him back home. What's his story? How much contact have you had with him?
Not an awful lot, because communication's been difficult. When his phone's been working, he's contacted friends or my daughter. He's phoned me. He got through on Skype the other evening, and you could hear the firing going on outside in the road. So
You're kidding me.
I've been absolutely worried sick, really worried sick about it all.
So, Anne, while you were talking to him, you could hear the gunfire in the background?
Yes, yes.
Horrible situation to be in.
It's not good, not good. Especially, you know, when they're so far away. You can't run round there and go and do anything, can you?
No, you can't. And we take it all for granted, which is one of the themes that have been coming through this week from all listeners. We take it for granted in this country. You know, if you're in trouble, you pick up the phone, you phone for help. Or if you're stuck in New Zealand, as the case would be, or in Libya and things are going wrong, you're on your own.
Well, this is it. But I picked up the phone and contacted the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, put my details in, that I was worried about my son, and they said they would inform me when he was out and safe. Well, to date, right as we speak, I've received not an email from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, nor a telephone call.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
OK, let me just put your mind at rest, if I can, a little bit. I know you said your son had arrived in Malta a little while ago.
Yes.
The Foreign Office has just confirmed to us the flight that was in Malta is now en route to Gatwick.
Oh, wonderful.
So, a couple of hours' time, he should be back home on British soil.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And what was your son doing in Libya?
He works for the British Council.
They do a lot of it's a kind of cultural. They do a lot of cultural exchange work, a lot of promoting of English interests.
He's actually in the assistant teaching centre manager.
And how long has he been in Libya?
Just over the year now. This was a new contract.
And prior to all this, had he been happy living and working in that country?
He'd never been there before. He's worked in Cairo before. He's worked all over the world with the council. He went for Tripoli. He thought it would be interesting.
And he's not wrong there.
And he certainly had an interesting time and met with challenges like waiting 24 hours at an airport, trying to get a plane out. It's absolutely appalling. I think the government has really fallen down on the job here, really bordering on totally incompetent.
David Cameron has said he's extremely sorry.
So he should be, wouldn't you? How would he feel if it was his son stuck out there? I mean, this is a whole government. My son foresaw this happening. He was home here last month for my husband's funeral, and he heard about things kicking off, and he said, "Mum, Libya's going to go." And sure enough, he's been proved right.
So your son has been working.
Hold on, Rob.
Yeah, go on.
How is it that somebody like my son, who is an employee of the British Council, can see what is going to happen, and yet a whole Foreign and Commonwealth Office with our wonderful Prime Minister, and where was our Deputy Prime Minister, by the way? How, with all their facilities, could they not foresee this happening and get something ready?
Your son has worked in Cairo where they've had their own problems. He's been in Libya, in Tripoli?
He's in Tripoli.
Okay,
yes.
He was in Tripoli.
Oh, he was in
and
Tripoli.
He told you tensions were rising in that country even a couple of weeks ago.
No, when he saw that things were kicking off in the bordering countries, he said, "Mum, I think Libya will go too." The protest all around that Middle Eastern area.